Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Kickstart your adventure now with a new Gud golf cart from Country Carts of Brookhaven. Gud golf carts are assembled right here in Mississippi with the best features around. And best of all, they're street legal. Country Carts of Brookhaven, 401 Highway 51 South, phone 601-748-0454.
Welcome into the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Always glad that you are with me after it's late, past my bedtime, but had to stay up to watch the Ole Miss women go to the Sweet 16 after what was just a thrilling game up there in Palo Alto against Stanford. And they won, and they're off to the Sweet 16. And that is an awesome accomplishment regardless. It's a great accomplishment regardless, but especially when you understand what this program was when Coach Yeo took over versus what it is now, it is especially remarkable. So we're going to talk about it for a little bit. Again, I'm Michael Borky. Please follow on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. And also wherever you get your podcasts, if you're listening to this in browser, we appreciate you checking out the website, but pull out your phone, pull out your favorite podcast app on your phone, search Rebel Report, subscribe, like, whatever it is, and leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear. And this podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website if you're in the market for office technology and you are located anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi. So if you or your business are anywhere in Mississippi and you need office technology, ABSMS.com is the website. Advantage Business Systems has you covered. If you tell them I sent you, get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need, whether it be copiers and printers or mail machines or even cloud storage, data security, IT projects. Again, technology in the office, they have you covered. If you tell them I sent you, you'll get that assessment on me at Advantage Business Systems, ABSMS.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Party One Bank, 16 locations scattered across the state of Mississippi. Let them make you their priority. They've got local loan decision, local loan decision making. That's a little bit tough to say. Also, it's really late, but that's okay. But it is local. So if you're like me and in the past you needed to get a loan serviced or get a loan, my previous bank had me talk to somebody in Kentucky. Nope, not with Priority One Bank. Somebody that you can sit down and look at face to face. Their online banking also you can access anywhere as long as you have internet access, but it's more than just checking balances. They've got fund transfers, making payments, bill payments, setting alerts, and more at Priority One Bank. Again, let them make you their priority. Okay, so Ole Miss gets the win last night, and I want to put this into some context, actually, because if you're like me, and admittedly, I'm just going to be fully transparent with you, I don't watch a whole lot of women's basketball. I just don't. And if you were like me, and my timeline and my group messages kind of tell me that there were a lot of people that were getting introduced to the game last night, in honest anyway. To put that win into context, it wasn't just that they were an 8 seed and they beat a 1 seed. Tara Vandeveer, the coach for Stanford. Let me read this resume off to you, the head coach at Stanford. This is unbelievable. This is who Ole Miss went up on the road in what looked like a pretty awesome environment and won. She has been the coach at Stanford since 1996. As a head coach, she has almost 1,200 wins. She's 1,186 and 265. That is an 8.17 win percentage. She's 61-25 in the NCAA tournament. 61-25 in the NCAA tournament. She's 28-2 in the Pac-12 tournament. She's won the national championship 3 times, has been to 13 Final Fours, and has won the Pac-12 conference regular season 27 times. That is the resume. Also 5-time national coach of the year, and was a gold medal winning head coach for the United States in the Atlanta Olympic Games in 1996. That is the resume. That is the person that they went up and beat on the road last night with a pair of All-Americans as well. Stanford definitely had size on Ole Miss for sure. And there was a lot of justified, by the way. I'm not a big blame the refs guy. It's not really something that I do. It's a because usually the team could have done something also on top of the bad call to win the game. That's anyway, it doesn't matter. Last night, oh boy, they let the size for Stanford get away with a lot that they should not have, that they simply shouldn't have. And Ole Miss overcame it. They also overcame a really late scoring drought. They really couldn't score the basketball. They had a sizable lead late, and Yo decided to kind of slow the game down and get into their sets a little bit late, probably too late. But they just couldn't make shots there for a long, long time and had a very sizable scoring drought in the fourth quarter, and overcame it because they did two things really well, which, as I've heard, they do two things really well, and it's their mantra. It's their thing, which is stifling defense, and they proved that last night. I mean, just incredibly tough physical defense. And that scoring drop, by the way, I mentioned, I had it up here and I lost it, so I was stalling. They made one shot in the fourth quarter. They were 1-for-11 in the fourth quarter last night. 1-for-11 from the field. That and they overcame that by, one, getting to the free throw line and making the free throws. You had four game-sealing free throws that were both made, all four made, but both players made them. Just cool, collected, ice water, big environment, make these and the game's over. That was pretty cool to see that. What was it? Madison Scott made a pair, and then I think Angel Baker was the other one. Let me see. I thought I had this memorized because I literally just watched this, but I want to give credit where it's due, so I'm going to find it. It was Davis. Okay, it was Davis. It was, Madison Scott and Davis made those separate pair of free throws that iced the game. But anyway, the mantra, and it held true, the stifling defense and offensive rebounding is another category in which they really just kind of dominated. And it was, honestly, it was fun to watch. I know offense and scoring points is what's supposed to be the thing that draws people, but man, they held this Stanford team to 7 points in the second quarter, 14 points in the fourth quarter. And it's a Stanford team with a couple of All-Americans coached by who they're coached by. It was a lot of fun. It was incredible. I mean, they held Stanford to 17 of 52 from the field. Only seven of those and two makes were three-pointers. So they had this big physical advantage with Cameron Brink was the one that the broadcast was just going on and on about. She had 20 points, but 10 of those came from free throws. They really held her in check, and they were really physical with her, as they should have been. She got a gift on a pair of free throws from a pathetic flop, but whatever. They didn't have anybody close to her length, and she had to earn every basket, man. I mean, every time she got the ball on the block, she was getting beat up on pretty much. And that's what you're supposed to do. So they earned it, I guess that's what I'm saying. And Brink had to earn it. She, every one of those 20 required something to either get to the line or get the basket. It was a brilliant defensive game plan from Coach Yo. You could tell they were schemed well to handle that size and that physicality. And they played stifling defense. I mean, they forced 21 Stanford turnovers. They had 20 offensive rebounds at Ole Miss, so they matched their physicality. They out-athleted them. They played stifling defense, and they won a game. And, man, when you consider where that program was, I've said this before, it wasn't dead. Dead is an inadequate description. It was buried in the ground and had been left there for, I mean, dead doesn't feel like a good enough adjective to having to play team managers because the scholarship numbers were so out of whack. So it's just an unbelievable coaching job over years. Recruiting is especially good She's phenomenal at engaging the community, you know, goes to baseball games and just talks to people and encourages them to come see her team play. I mean, just says all the right things, clearly coaches very well and motivates very well. It's an awesome story. And your women's basketball team's going to put a banner up in the pavilion. The first one, the first banner that's going up, true banner. I don't know if they put one up for making the tournament last year, but that's not banner worthy. Sweet 16's banner worthy. So if there is one, since it's opened, then they're doing it wrong. This is a banner worthy season. And yeah, it's going to be Coach Yo's program that's putting one up. If you'd have told me when she took over, she was going to be the one before Kermit Davis to do it, then I would have thought you were wrong, but shows how much I know. Impressive job. Congrats to those girls. They deserve it. And they're off to the Sweet 16. And that is awesome. So thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll talk to you again tonight with Mike Bianco's interview after the sweep in the bad way of Vanderbilt.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.